You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's time for Curious Wisconsin now, and this week we head to Ripon, Wisconsin, to try and find out what might be hiding deep below the town's downtown. And we're putting the call out to you right now, too. If you have an idea for Curious Wisconsin, something you've been wondering about here in the Badger State, you can let us know on our Facebook page, and we'll try to find the answer for you. You can also call our hotline. It's 855-683-5422. That's 855-683-5422.
Years ago, a search for something called the Ripon Mystery Cave got underway, and of course, we love a good mystery, so we called up Craig Teban to help us out.
Craig is the executive director of Ripon Main Street Incorporated, and Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So give us some of the background here. If you could tell us about the Breadbasket Bakery and how that launched this mystery.
Yeah, well, I came to Ripon back in 1992, and almost from the first day, store owners and history buffs, they were all mentioning that there was an underground cave below Ripon. And so we started to ask some questions and talk with building owners and found out that it was probably, there was an entrance beneath the old Breadbasket Bakery. So when, unfortunately, there was a fire in that building, I think in 1999, and the bakery closed, which then gave us an opportunity to do some exploring. And so, you know, there, we were dealing with years of folklore, and what we found was very similar to what old-timers had been talking about.
And before we get into how you got digging in there, what was the human history of this the underground passage? What were the rumors and the folklore you heard about it?
Well, there's been rumors that it was used for Underground Railroad, which some of our local historians have disputed because they've always mentioned that fugitive slaves probably would have went up the coast of Lake Michigan rather than cutting through all of the counties and the territories that may or may not have been friendly to fugitive slaves. There were other rumors that this was a place used during Prohibition and a place where illegal gambling and illegal drinking took place. So there were a few of those kinds of things, and one of the rumors was that, you know, this was below the basement of this building, and that there was a dome large enough to turn a team of oxen around. Mm-hmm. And you know, what we've found leads to believe that folklore is credible.
So tell us what you found when you first went down there and how you actually got at it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, we ended up working with the Wisconsin Speleological Society, the WSS, and just started exploring in this basement by drilling test holes with concrete drills. And we found a void below part of the basement. So knocked out the floor and started digging, and we found a stone that's laid up, so it looks very much like a well, and then the other side, the other half of this hole that we found, is dolomite. It's like a granite cliff, and we just kept on digging down and down and down. But unfortunately, we had to stop before we could find that actual cavern that was large enough to turn a team of oxen around, because the business ended up going into the building, and there was some health concerns with removing all of that debris. But we did find some geological formations, and we did find a little side cavern, and but there's still a lot of debris that can be removed from the hole.
So now what? You can't get in through that hypothetical entrance. Is there a search for other tunnels that might lead into this?
Well, we've over the years, there's been some construction in and about this area, and so anytime there's a major construction problem with digging, a construction project with digging, we do just kind of, you know, monitor the site to see if anything is uncovered. Fortunately, or unfortunately, the business that went into this building recently closed. You know, there's always a lot of turnover or turnover in downtowns. And so the building is vacant, and this might be another opportunity to restart the search. We did shoot a short video, that shows some of the formations. And so, I don't know, I guess it could be a crapshoot, a 50-50 crapshoot, but it seems like we have found enough evidence at least to warrant picking this up again, but we also need some financial backers to do it.
Well, I mean, it sounds really interesting, and there's a lot of mystery there, but is anyone worried that there might be this yawning chasm underneath downtown Ripon?
You know, we never even entered into that discussion. We just, if we find some sort of cavern system, I believe that the number is there's several million people go beneath the ground every year and tour caves. So we looked at it more that this could also be a tourism boon for us. And who knows? I think being able to get further into this geological formation and then seeing is there any evidence that would point in the direction of the Underground Railroad, that could certainly be another tourist type attraction for our community.
When you talk to people in the downtown area, people in Ripon, are they pretty excited to solve this mystery?
As time goes by, it was more the old timers that would talk about this. So unfortunately, a lot of the people that we were dealing with were in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and now another decade has gone by since we first started this project. So we're losing a lot of those resources that we'd first tapped into.
Well, what's next? I mean, you said you've got to raise some more money, but do you have a planned excavation so far if you get that money?
I think it would be more teamwork to bring in some experts rather than relying on volunteers to do this. So we're the hole is at least 17, 18 feet below the basement floor, so we're probably 20 feet, 20 plus feet below the surface of the the surface of the ground, and there's things that we just don't know about. We need better assistance with making sure it's healthy air and that kind of stuff. Last thing we want is to make the news for a tragedy rather than making it for something that could be cool.
Speaking of which, Craig, were you able to go down there with the members of the Speleological Society as far as you could get?
Yeah, went down and so they were members of the WSS were able to point out floatstone formations and different types of rock that was down there. And so I shot a little bit of a video. We didn't have iPhones 10 years ago, but took a small video camera down and shot some footage, and we put that onto YouTube.
What was it like being way down under your town there? What did it feel like?
It was a little claustrophobic, and being at the bottom of that cave, anybody who's seen Silence of the Lambs, that's what it was like.
You're really selling us on it, Craig.
Not exactly where you want to have your Prohibition era drinking party, if you ask me.
Right. I mean, I don't know. It's a cool thing, but it was a dirty thing because we had to dig the whole thing out by hand.
Wow.
So. Well, they're a very muddy place to work.
Craig, thank you so much for being with us today. And if you solve this anymore, we'll check it out.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
That was Craig Timon, Executive Director of Ripon Main Street Incorporated. I think we got to get the Wisconsin Speleological Society on the show sometime, too. That sounds like a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. And don't forget, if you've got an idea for Curious Wisconsin, let us know what your question is, and we'll try to find out the answer for you. You can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, as we get ready for week 2 of the NFL season, we'll hear from a guest chef who has some tasty tailgate recipes for the next Packer or Badger game.
We'll also talk to a guest who says technology is changing the way our minds work, and it's a change for the better.
Also, how Wisconsin became a great biking state, despite having only a few months of the year of really great biking weather.
And our news guy Noah Pshinsky will be here to recap the state's top news stories. That's coming up tomorrow on Central Time. And coming up after the news, we'll talk with a guest who says we all too often attempt to hide our ignorance, and in so many cases, we'd be better off coming off clean. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.